The Moses you saw last 12 days, Pesach Shemun, you have to wait 8. Shlosh Shoses, you saw 13 days, no other, Pesach Sheva. Just have to wait Zayin Kiyim, and for sure she's tall. That's the law, Shein Pesach, Betoy, anytime she made a mistake, Prochus Mishiva. There's never a period that you have to wait less than 7 Kiyim, even though she saw for 13 days in a row. Now, if she waits Zayin Kiyim, that makes a Torah again that she starts over at the beginning of Nidus. And Belayosa Shivas, like we said the first time, she only saw one time, and she comes to us, so the Moshe will have to wait just 17 days. If she waits 17 days, like for sure she finished up her Tumas Nida, and 11 days in between Pesbai, the next time she sees, she's starting over again, Hirukos Nida. Omalei Reva Adabarabo Lerabo, Lomali Kulihai. What do you have to have so many days here for? Kimne Shiva, let it just count 7 days. It's a story, and she'll be mutter. Like Monashach, she only saw one day now. So at most, she's a leader right now. So wait till 7 days are up, and then I go to the mikvah, she's mutter to her husband. Omle says, so you're right. Let's kuni l'day nida. That Omle, you're right. That's a good answer to Misakana from Nida. That she won't be talking to her husband. She only saw one day now. So the worst could be is that this is the first day of Anidas. Therefore, she's tummy for 7 days. After 7 days, she can go to the mikvah, she'll be talking to her husband. But a pishchah coming, I want to know, we want to know when does she start over again, that the next time she'll see, she'll be the beginning of Nidus. She wants to know when does she start a cycle over again. So that's why I say, even if she's going one day right now, she'll have to wait 17 days. Because just to wait 7 days, maybe that's only the end of the Nidus. Then the next time she sees, it'll only be a zavah, or in between the Yirah of Yom, she won't be tummy for 7 days. So when do we know clearly she's starting over again? Hilchos Nidus, that's the discussion we said before, we never have more than to wait in 17, and the least to wait is 7. Torah Rabban, look like this. Kol ha-to'enes, zavois, kol ha-to'yis, zavois, nevi and korbin, v'ilalechol. Anytime I made a mistake that the suffered whether she was a zav or not, she saw 3 days in a row, but she has a doubt whether it was in the Yud Aleph Yomim, maybe the may of Nida, the law is Navi and Korban, she has to bring the Korban taka, but Vena Nechol, this Korban is not eaten. Because it's a Sotik if she has to bring the Korban or not. So we know on the Tzatzit say she's not Mechuyiv in the Korban. So the Maisa, the Kohen makes a Malika. Or Malika is only a matter if it's a Korban. If it's not a Korban, it's a Chulin, Malika makes it for Nevela. Therefore, your Kohen can eat it. But you have a right to bring it in a Sotik of Rashi Mizal and Oilom, you have a right to bring it on a Tanai, but otherwise it's in the Dava. And even a chatter that's not born, but the person of the has a right to be brought on a suffix. It can be brought, but he can't eat it. The kohen can't eat it. Chutz mi pischo shiva, or pischo shemeno, where she saw for 7 days or 8 days, shemavius korbin v'nechol. Well, then for sure we know that she was a zava gadela. So therefore, for sure, she's badly afkhir to being korbin. Rashi says that chutz. The monastery, keeping the Pesach Shiva means she only has to wait 7 days. That means she saw 12 days straight, or 13 days straight. So since she saw 12 days straight, for sure she's a Zav Gadela. Like for sure that even if you want to say she started out when she was a Nida, so the first 7 days went by, she was a Nida. And then started the Yud Aleph Yomim. Since so, she was a Zav Gadela. So in such a case, she has a Vadech here to bring a Korbin, then it could even be, the Kohen could eat from it also. The true what he's saying, any time a person has a mistake, that she has to bring a korban, even she only saw 1 or 2 days, 1 or 2 days for sure does not have to bring a korban. Elvin, let's say like this, kol zavois. Hatoyis, any time Anisha saw for sure, for she saw 3 days straight. So she has a doubt whether it was in the middle of the Yud Aleph Yomim, or maybe the Yemei Nidus, then Mevi and Korban. Then for sure she has to bring Korban, because the Sufik, maybe she was a Zava. Maybe these 3 days she saw straight was in the middle of the Yud Aleph Yomim. She doesn't have to, they can't eat from the Korban. Chutz mi Pischa Shiva, Pischa Shemain, in a case where she saw, for the 12 days or 13 days, she only has to wait another 7 or 8 days, then for sure she saw during the Yud Aleph Yom, she saw 3 days straight then, that's a Vadai Zav Gedolah, then the loch rish mevius korban menechol. Then for sure the kohen has the right to bring, and he can even eat from the chatas. Because when she saw 12 days straight, so again, even the first day she saw, she started out to be a nidah, so for the next 7 days it's nidus. But after that she saw another 3 days, that was during the year alf yomim. So for sure, she's a zavah, then for sure she can, the kohen can eat from the korban. Now the Mishnah says, Ein b'negoyim, pochus mishvu echon. The person has a tumah neger on him. Sometimes we have a suffix, so we have to be masked, we have to lock him up to check it out for another week. So when the net goes on the body of a person, we only check him out for 1 week. And then we're going to talk with Mishwecha. The least amount there is by neg Odom, you have to wait 1 week. But if the neg is in the house, then the Torah says you have to wait 3 weeks to see if it goes away or it gets bigger. That's when we tire it. So some, the most you have is 3 weeks. Smur explains. Tochus mishvua that goes on nigi yodim. When that goes on a person's body, and we don't know whether it spreads or not, we have to lock him up for 1 week and see how it is at the end of the week. Lo yoisu al shleisha shvua says nigi batim. On a body, as the Torah says, you have to wait 3 weeks. Omer ha-tohu, purpose is like this. The Pasuk says, Sit koscho ka-re-el. The Kodesh Baruch Hu's tzedek is mamish like a har. It's almost like a mountain. Eilu nigiyam goes upon nigiyodim. Min Hashem had rachmanus on us, did stuck it to us, that a person is not telling more than one, doesn't have to wait more than 1 week. Mishpatecha time rabba, but your mishpat is very great, very deep, very strong. Eilu nigiyodim, that goes on nigiyodim. Here sometimes you have to wait 3 weeks until you know whether you tell me or not. Mora says that a kopon and pasture the crowd of Mike, see, was the pasture pshan the pot of what's going on. Rav Yehuda. Yehuda says like this. If not for the fact that your tzedek, your righteousness, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, is so strong, like a mountain, who would be able to stand in front of you by your judgment? Meaning that we're standing on the tzedek of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rabba says like this. Tidkoscho kariyel means like this. Mithnei, shemishatecho tem rabba. The opposite. Tidkoscho kariyel, because your mishpat is so great, the rabbi says. So Mor explains now what's the machlokes here, the machlokes here, but the Rebbe Lozer, Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Chanina, the Itma, Rebbe Lozer Amar, Kovish. He holds Kovish means that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, his chesed is, he holds down the Averis. He like pushes it down. Rashi says, Kovish, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kovishay, O Master Avonis, Tachas Mechilas Kisa Kovit, Veshechri Aschus. Veshechri Chesed is, he pushes down the Averis. And therefore the schusim go up. We have Yosef Rinu Amma Noisei. Know that Kodesh Baruch Hu carries up the schusim. Or Rashi says this, Rashi says Noisei means Noisei Magbiya Kaf Avonis. Kodesh Baruch Hu picks up the Averis, Lamala, on the scale. So that the schusim overweight come down. That's why that's the chesed of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is. He picks up the Averis, if it's on the scale, that makes the schusim come down to win. So therefore, Reb Yosef, Mechlinu Amma, Rabba, Reb Leza. Rabba holds like Reb Leza, it says what? Kodesh Baruch Hu pushes down the Averis. So it's Koscha Kariel, Bevnesh Mishtecha Tem Rabba. That since your Mishpat is so great, the Averis is so much, therefore we need the Tzedek of Hashem to push down the Averis. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisrael B'chanina. Rabbi Yehuda says, Nois Hashem lifts it up. That's like Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. That's like Rabbi Yisrael Pshat that he said, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Moles, because of Kariya Miyach Lamed, if not for your tzaddik, meaning that Hashem lifts up the Yaveris, so therefore we win without Chusim. Then the Mishnah says, Ein Poichsin, Miyabor Chadoshim Hamoberes Bashana. We don't make less than 4 months that are full in the year. But a Jewish month could either be 29 days or else 30 days. So we don't make less than 4 months of 30. For Lenira Yoser Ashmeina. So to my focus, what it means, the question means that we don't make more than 8 months of the year to be 30 days. But even though normally it's supposed to be 1 and 1, so see in the Gemara exactly about the Cheshbon, when we make 4 and 8. Shtei Halechem, that would bring on Shvuas, the Shtei Halechem, and Nechon Pochus Mishnayim, you never eat in less than 2 days, because you can't bake it on Yom Tov, you have to bake it Erev Yom Tov, and eat it on Yom Tov. For Lo Yesu HaShloisha, some days it comes out to be 3 days, when Shabbos is involved, you have to eat it first the third day. Let's say Shavuot comes out on Sunday, so you have to bake it first on Friday. So you don't need it till Sunday, that's the third day. Lechem upon every Shabbos, and the cholam tochas mites. It's at least 9 days old, because you have to bake it on Friday, and you eat it the next Shabbos. So sometimes you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, you have to wait another 2 days. Ein katan nimo tochas miches. A katan that's born, he has to wait for at least 8 days to have the milo. Sometimes you have to wait 12 days. When he's born ben Hashmoshes, again, it's a Shabbos from Rosh Hashanah. Sometimes with only a Avadah is doing a Shabbos, not a Sofik. So you have to wait till 12th day to make the Bris Milah after Yom Tov. Now the Gemara says, "My wasn't meant to say Laniru Yoyser Al Shmein. Wasn't meant to say." They said, "We don't have less than 4 big months of the year, but for La Yoyser Al Shmein." Some of Hunah says like this. Means the Mishnah is saying that the Chum did not want to make more than 8 months of the year to be Molei. Now, Maishna Tishad Loi, why 9 months? No, because from came if so, called the Moses Yura. Then the moon will come out a little bit earlier, Shlosa Yoma, 3 days before Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. Alright, yeah, she'll stop. Stop here. Yeah, we'll hold on that test. We'll just do the last mission again. Okay, the last mission is said in the Chesem of Baseball that ain't Poichsin Mi'arba Chodoshim Hamuborim Bashana. We can't make less than 4 months out of the year to be Mu'ubor, meaning the month should have 30 days to it. Because either our month, the Hebrew month, is either 30 days or else 29 days. And the Lenira Yisrael Shemaina, like we did not make it more than 8 months. Pashtu means to be Mu'uba, as we don't make less than 4 months, 30 days, and we don't make more than 8 days, 8 months to be 30 days. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, what? Shtei halechem, that was brought on Shavuos, ein yecholim pachas mishnayim. Regular on Shavuos, you have to bake the shtei halechem on Erev Shavuos, and you first eat it on Yom Tov, it's not Deich Yom Tov. V'loyosar shleisha, if it comes out on Shabbos and then Shavuos, so you have to bake it on Friday. You don't need it to the third day till Sunday. That's 3 days. Lechem upon every Shabbos, and echa pochas mites. On a normal Shabbos, you bake it Friday, and you first eat it the next Shabbos. It's 9 days later. But lo yoyser adechadosa. Sometimes it happens to be 11 days later. If it comes out to be Shabbos, then, or else before that, if Thursday and Friday was Rosh Hashanah, and then Shabbos, so you can't bake it on Rosh Hashanah. You have to first bake it on Wednesday, and you first eat it the next Shabbos. That's 11 days later. Now, ain't cotton nimo pochos miches. A cotton always the least, he has to be at least 8 days old to have a bris milah. Sometimes, when asked if he's born ben hashmoshes, and you're not sure whether it's the 8th day or the 9th day, so it's not doich Shabbos. So again, when you have he's born, let's say Friday, ben hashmoshes, then it comes out to be after Shabbos is 2 days Rosh Hashanah, so you can't make a bris milah till after Rosh Hashanah. That's again, we have to wait 12 days. That's the most it could be is 12 days to wait to make a bris milah, because the Sofik is not doicha Shabbos. Yet now the Gemara says, "My, what does the Mishnah need to say? Lo nira yeser al shmeina, that they did not want to make more than 8 months. What does it mean to say? So Amar Afuna says it means lo nira lechachom. The Chom did not want to laaver yoisal shmeina. They did not want to make more than 8 months of the year. An ibur means 8 months. More than 8 should not be 30 days. That's the most they do throughout the year. So the least is has to be at least 4 months that have 30 days to it. And the most they'll do is to have 8 months that have 30 days to it. So Mar explains now, that's the way Rav Huna learns Pshat in the Mishnah. The Lanir Lechachomim Laver Yoser Al Shemayna. Yes, so the Mar explains now, Maishna Tisha, why do you say 9 months no? To Loi, how come you don't want to make 9 months to be 30 days? To Loi, because in came of